welcome to another edition of Visions. I am Yuruvi Wickham Ashby, and today I have a very interesting program lined up for you. All the conversations that are happening worldwide around COVID-19 and its impact, we will take a special look at how it has been impacting some people with disabilities across the globe. I am sharing with you an episode from Culturama podcast with my good friend Tonika Williams, better known as Diva. So take a listen and learn from it.
I have Miss Kenya Nicholas from Life Books for Kids. I have Mr. Party. I have Pastor True. I have Ada Lopez and Cassandra, better known as Casper. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is in two parts. So the first part of the question is, how has life been for you before the COVID-19 showed up?
Oh, my goodness. Life before the pandemic. Let's just say Casper was rarely home. I was out and about, and I was increasing on my traveling skills, like going to places, like getting on airplanes. I suffer from travel anxiety, and so I was getting over it, and I was getting more and more comfortable with getting on airplanes and, you know, going out and about alone as someone with dual sensory loss. And to be able to have that opportunity to book your own flight ticket, call yourself an Uber, learn your way around the airport and use Aira independently, that was like the greatest gift I could ever ask for my entire life. And as it was getting stronger and stronger, COVID came up in the corner and snatched it away and ruined it.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And this is Kenya. Life for me before COVID, in one word, maskless. Now I find myself with my mask hanging on me, and it's like I'm taking a nap. It's like it's just almost a part of my body now. And then, you know, just when I see kids running around, you know, they don't really understand the pandemic, so they don't really get, you know, wash your hands and put your mask on. So when I see kids running around, I'm like, hey, where's your mask? In my pocket. I'm like, no, you gotta put it on. So a lot of things that I used to do before COVID, they were in person. I'm a very personable, very outgoing individual. So having to be in the house and quarantine because I was affected by COVID, it kind of gave me a new appreciation of the inside. I didn't realize I had a 6-foot, excuse me, rose garden. And I'm looking outside and I'm like, where did those come from? You know, but I just had a chance to stop and just see a lot of things that was going on around me. So, and it was a bittersweet, but I just missed that part that was pre-COVID for me.
This is Ada. I was working. I was going to the gym at least twice a week. I was going to church. I was hugging and kissing and just having a whole bunch of fun. Went out to eat with my coworkers and friends. And, you know, but yeah, we have more time now to get closer to family members and just be better about a lot of things.
This is a party. Oh gosh, looking back at the old normal that we took for granted, for me, it's been a challenging few years adapting to significant vision loss, and I was grappling with that, but also at the same time working intensely on work and businesses and traveling and taking all the great things for granted, socializing. I'm also a sociable person. And looking back now, I don't think how I managed to do it with a work-life balance, but it was super intense.
All right. This is Pastor Truth. COVID, I mean, life before COVID was interesting. You know, I was, you know, going to church and, you know, practicing ministry more at my church. I'm still doing it now, but that was after quite some time of being, you know, quarantined in the home with everything else shutting down. I was able to go see my kids and my grandkids before then, which was really good. I mean, just the ability to move around and go do some stuff whenever I wanted to, go catch a movie or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I'm not so bored living in this house alone. You know, that was great. And now I look like a doctor without the doctor money. I'm certainly a bit heavier than I was before COVID struck. And I done got fat now. It's terrible. I need to go back to my pre-COVID weight. That's what I need to do. Oh, goodness. But yeah, so it's been something to get used to.
Okay, and the part B to that question, gentle folks, is the global pandemic is here. How has it changed your life now? What has it done for you in a positive way, a negative way? Speak to the people.
Oh, can I jump in first?
Go ahead.
So the positive thing about the pandemic for me, which is really surprising to say that there was anything positive about this. Well, yeah. Managed to keep as safe as possible for one. And I got back into reading Braille books a lot more than I used to pre-pandemic. Cause I would rarely, order books in Braille, but this time I'm like, hey, I got all the time now. May as well clear off some shelf space on the bookshelf and get some Braille books from Perkins. And, you know, I'm taking my sweet time, enjoying catching up on some literacy again, and, you know, trying to keep as safe as possible and hoping the same for everyone else too. And, you know, allowing myself to rest a lot more and rearrange my sleep pattern.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is Kenya. My heart goes out to all of those that have lost people close to them, friends and family through the pandemic, where there is sadness and tragedy. I'm a firm believer there's also opportunity in that. And my opportunity has
being able to take the time to do research for my children's books. I was able to get more acquainted with the internet and virtual platforms. And I kicked off a children's virtual workshop where we kind of just give them time away from schoolwork, time away from learning, at least from a curriculum point of view, and just give them like a soundboard and a platform to just release, because kids are going through this pandemic and dealing with it in their own little innocent way and naive way. So it's been positive in that effect, where I've had to embrace the new and upcoming technology, the different social media platforms. I'm definitely not really up on that, and I have someone that helped me out. So I have time now to be able to do the things that I wanted to do when I was in the rat race, so to speak. So that's been the positive for me and family, of course. You know, you're in the house, so we've been more innovative doing Zoom calls together where everybody can, you know, what are you cooking? Send me your what you're watching or what game are you guys playing? So, and they have virtual games. So we've just been more innovative in how we interact.
This is Ada. My children and I, they're already 18, 21. So they're always busy. They're still working. We have time together. We've gotten actually a lot closer in our relationship, which is awesome. And I reach out to a lot of people and talk to them on the phone now. That's a positive thing. Not working anymore, but I can get more things done at home. now I've been doing more ministry work with Pastor Truth. And that way I get to reach out to people through the phone, through Google Meet, through Dabble. And I have been so busy. People like, I call you and you never answer. I'd be like, you don't know how. It seems like I'm busier now than I was before. And I'm just at home talking on the phone. And the negative way is a thing that I miss my being able to really just go out there and, like I said, love and hug people and just chill and eat with other people and talk one-to-one, go to friends' houses and stuff like that. But that was it.
It's a party. So it's been a challenging year for me with COVID, but I would say that I've embraced the experience very positively. I've embraced the virtual platforms and adapted to remote working, which was challenging, but I've always strived on upskilling myself, appreciating friends and family more, and building on the social connections amongst my visually impaired friends in the UK, because nothing beats that social connectivity, even though it's virtual. I think that's been a real positive to combat the physical and mental fatigue of lockdown here in the UK.
All right, this is Pastor Truth. Since COVID is coming along, in a way, I feel a little bit lonelier without the ability to go out and, you know, really meet people where they are and talk to them and things of that nature. And because of the fact that, you know, COVID has shut down a lot of churches and things like that, there are people who no longer even go to our church. So our numbers have drawn short at my actual church here in St. Louis. So that's been a rough time. I think the roughest thing, especially with me being in ministry, is getting those calls or getting those messages from people who are upset, who are crying, who are almost shattered at the loss of a loved one. And me having to know whatever I can say to try to lift their spirits and try to let them know that it's going to be okay, regardless of what loss they've had. And then having to do that for myself, because I've lost a high school friend. My spiritual daughter just passed on Christmas. That's why I said my Christmas day was a little, you know, interesting. And so that's been a really hard thing for me. I've not been a pastor long. So it seems like the more I get into it, the more I experience these things. The positive side is, once again, working with good people like Ada and like the other ladies that are in my staff to do good work. Being as though people are having to stay at home more, that makes them more susceptible to feeling the pressures of their life and what's going on. And it opens a lot of reservoirs that they maybe haven't tapped into. And now that they have that opportunity to reflect on their life, it gives me an opportunity to minister to their lives in a way that's beneficial. And so it does give me more ministry work to do, which I'm grateful for. And so having that extra work definitely helps, and it's beneficial because I love helping people. So that's really the main things that I can say are negative and positive that have happened. Not only that, but this last one thing and I'm done. Even since the pandemic, I've gotten a brand new kidney.